When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Well, guys, I wanted to talk about the rent split since we're in the four bedroom.
Yeah, and good call.
You know,
yeah,
we never. It's I found in the past that not talking about it leads to resentment. So I just want to talk about how much we feel like we should pay now and go from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I agree. I just want to point out before we jump into the conversation that I did find the place. I really do appreciate you guys, you know, coming in with me, but just lay that on the line. I've done a good bit of work just by finding the place, and that's it.
Yeah, it's a good point.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair. That's really fair.
Implication that I'm receiving is that you think that that's worth maybe a little knock off your price, right?
Well,
is that
kind knock of what off the price. There's the one room that is clearly the biggest room, you know. I'd be willing to pay the same if maybe, you know, me finding the place just drops me in that room.
Well, I think that's hard viable. Thing that's for hard. Me, I guess, because it's like we all love this house, but I feel like we all love the big room. You know, mm-hmm. We all kind of fell in love with the big room. Like we had that moment where we all went into the big room and said, "Like this is my room." You know, that's just like where I'm at right now. It's like,
okay,
how much are we gonna spend for rent? How much? Who's gonna get the big room?
You know what? And these are all such good points, and I'm really glad we're having this conversation. I drive a really small car, so I'm not really taking up that much driveway space, that much garage space, and so I just don't want to be on the hook. If I'm not going to have the big room, which is what it's sounding like already,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to be on the hook for like paying for garage square footage to the same rate.
You do want garage space.
Well, I'll need a little bit, yeah, but not as much as everybody else. So maybe we can work some sort of deal out.
Okay, so you will be putting the Civic in the garage, mm-hmm. but you do want to pay less for that space since it's a smaller car, and that's valuable. That's interesting to hear.
I drive a Civic. You guys all drive trucks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's a couple extra feet of space. That's all.
I just want to point out, you know, as I was searching for this place, it was very hard to find a four-car garage in this neighborhood.
You did great.
I really found good job. It exists. I found it. Mm-hmm. And our three trucks and your Civic all fit in there.
Yeah.
And so does it matter that the Civic is smaller?
I guess that's a good point.
Everybody's doing a really good job at the house. I'll say that. Everybody's doing a really good job at the house.
I love this dynamic so far. I feel we haven't had any problems.
This
so
is
far.
One of the fairest dynamics I've ever been involved in, and I love that.
Well, so fair.
I want to talk a little bit about the big room again. How do I say this without embarrassing myself? I'm a little stinky in the bathroom as far as movements and things like that. Right. And so...
Yeah, your movements are
if
stinky.
I'm, movements, I have stinky movements. I'm trying to find a sensitive way to say it. I think I did. So I don't know. I on behalf of whoever sharing the other bathroom with me, they probably shouldn't have to pay the full price. And I want to admit that.
That's really fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want to point out again that I managed to find a bathroom with a stall that has its own room. It's set very far back from the main bathroom. It's a 10 feet recess there, and that was per your request.
Nobody's arguing that the place isn't amazing.
Okay. You found a place that suited every single one of our needs, and it's a beautiful job you did.
What about this? What if I made a sacrifice? What if just from a jumping off point, we say we're all paying even amounts. This is a $2,000 house, and we're all paying $500, right? Yeah. We're all starting there.
Again, amazing price.
Amazing place.
Thank you so much.
Amazing place. Yeah. I don't know that I even need a bedroom. My car is little. I'm barely using the garage. We have that nice backyard. I was thinking just popping up a hammock. Maybe we cut my rent a little bit, maybe closer to 100 or something like that.
That's interesting. Interesting.
It confuses me a little what we do with the extra room.
I don't know.
It's not like we want an extra room. Nobody really wants to pay for an extra room, you know?
Right.
I guess, well, not. I know we do have that little square footage in the bathroom, but for when I make my stinky movements, I guess you guys could be in the extra room if we're worried about smelling. You just pay a little extra to have that room to get away from my movements, and then I pay the same.
Yeah, I guess for me, I'm just a tiny guy who cries a lot, so I'm kind of looking for a tiny room that's exclusive.
That's advantageous to the rest of us, it could be.
Yeah, I don't necessarily need the extra space unless... I want a cry room, but I just don't know if I want to pay for that. You know, I can do that in my bed.
Well, it sounds like you guys are fighting over the big room, and it seems like that room should go for like $1,000 or more, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like that.
So who wants to pay the extra and have the big space?
I don't need the big room. I'm fine using the shared bathroom, and you guys use the extra room for when I make stinky in there, and I think that's okay.
So it sounds like we're agreed that I get the big room. And
you found the place.
And I'll.
But you've got the wife.
I
and
do
kids.
Have a problem paying the extra money.
Yeah, you have.
You guys should have the big room.
The wife, the two kids. I guess that makes sense why you would need the bigger
room. Is the kid gonna be eating in the kitchen when I'm in the kitchen?
Yeah, because if that is the truth,
well, I'm gonna need a discount. Listen,
you'll be coming from hammock to kitchen. Okay, good to know.
Just give me the cry room. Give me the cry room. I'll have the kid eat in the cry room. I can guarantee you'll never see the child in the kitchen. Is that fair?
That's maybe staunch than I was looking.
Guarantee. Okay, it's a little staunch for you.
No, it is beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yeah,
I do like it is the cry room, though. I think we've all come to agreement that will be used as the cry room.
I love that because they say you shouldn't work in the same room that you fall asleep in, but I think you shouldn't cry in the same room
And that's where I'm actually struggling with, because I'm going to cry in the same room that I'm working and sleeping in, but I think I'm such a tiny guy. For me, I'll put up an awning or something, it'll feel like two rooms, you know?
Yeah,
if we're being honest, you could probably sleep behind my car.
Really?
Behind the Civic, there's that space in the garage, and then you wouldn't even have to like grab a handle to grab the door. You could just hit the button and your door would open.
That is such a good idea.
But here is the slippery slope. To go back to you wanting the discount for the smaller car and the smaller hammock, he's the smallest person and he's not even asking for a discount for being so tiny. I mean, you're one of the larger people.
Let's say it. I'm huge. I'm huge and I drive a tiny car, and that's okay. You're right. You're absolutely right. Okay. I was trying to get away with something. Okay. Yeah. We're all back at 500.
Okay.
We're all 500. It's still a good deal. Yeah. You found an amazing place.
I would just maybe consider, if you've got a wife and kids, should they also be cut into the 2000? Like, is your question. Your wife is a pretty prominent lawyer.
A big earner.
She's a big earner. Yeah.
Oh, she earns.
Well,
that woman earns.
Thank you for acknowledging that. That's why I need the cry room, because she makes me feel small, if I can just be honest.
Please.
So that's mostly what I'll be using the cry room for. But as with the kid, I can guarantee you'll never see my wife in any other part of the house besides the big room. Not in the kitchen. She does need a little bathroom time, but that's our bathroom. And that's it.
Gorgeous guarantee.
I feel like we have this ironed out. I feel like I could live here for years.
So we'll have you in the hammock.
I love that pronunciation.
It's fun.
Thank you. Just having some fun here because it's a tense situation. You'll be sleeping behind us, Tiny Civic.
Tiny Civic, yeah, that's perfect for me. That's all I need.
I don't know that I picked a room, but I do know that I'm in the shared bathroom for Make Sting.
And that's a Jack and Jill, so that'll be good.
Oh, good. I don't even know what that
means. A door on both sides. A door on both sides.
Okay, I think I should talk about the one drawback.
Okay, yeah, what?
We are on an active runway.
Active?
We're in LAX.
No, but the planes will never come down on the house. They're always going to be right over.
Is that a guarantee? Because I might need that in writing.
Well, I just wanted to know, like, I kept this from you this long, but you heard the plane there, so right. I feel like the gig is up.
How does that work for you sleeping outside? Does that change anything?
Well, is there a curfew? If there's a plane curfew, or are we going international?
I think this is an international airport.
Mm. I can't live here.
That's tough. Yeah, I feel like I was ready to spend $500 to sleep behind the Prius or the Civic in the garage, but now this might be a little bit of a deal breaker.
Everyone has everything else they need.
Well, you know what? $2,000 for a four-bedroom home for your full family sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, honestly, you take amazing.
It. Yeah.
I should, if you guys want to go use a separate room, that plane scared me quite a bit. and so there is a stinky in me, or out of me now. So I apologize for that. Mm. But if you need to get away from the smell.
Whew. Yeah. Ooh, I can smell it from here. And honestly, the smell is making me think of my ex-girlfriend. So...
Really?
Yeah, I'm tearing up. Yeah,
you guys everything reminds you of her.
I'm telling you, there's so many similarities between you and her. I cannot believe it.
Scene.
Oh, folks, welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. My name is Ryan Rosenberg, and I am one of your hosts here with my other good buddy, Mr. Dan Lippert.
Oh, what a beautiful afternoon.
Very
I
good.
Don't know.
That
not?
Was great. Right, that was almost a song.
That's really good. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. And you already heard their voices in our first scene. Let's welcome a Mr. Jeremy Colhane.
Hello.
And Mr. Marcus Fulmar.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are our voices.
Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is a treat. Mm-hmm. I love the podcast.
Oh, thank you.
You know.
Happy to have you on.
I think we could share a house together.
The four
I
of us?
I definitely think.
Yeah.
I think
it would
so.
Be awesome.
Yeah. I mean.
Nobody is high strung in this group. I feel like I am
non-confrontational enough that it would just be like, even if it wasn't going well, I would just quietly suffer for a while and then we would move out and then never talk to each other
absolutely,
again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
I've had roommates like that where it's like, man, we get along so well. Like, nobody cares about anything in the house. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, maybe we just both didn't say any of the stuff we cared about. You know what I mean? It's like, that's not a great relationship. We never talk about anything. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you all relationship-wise, I guess I mean more romantically, but anywhere, when you date people, are you like arguers and fighters? Or are you more like, I'm going to not say anything about this thing that upset me?
I become a stone wall. If anything wrong happens, it takes me about 20 minutes to say anything. And so it's like, are you all right? And I'm just like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm similar.
And I just shut down. It's like a fight or flight. I go to sleep. I'm like, I need to take a nap immediately.
That's a nice third option.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's that. Probably not the best survival one.
Right.
I'm really thinking about this. I mean, I'm not an arguer. But I do like people to come to understand the logic in the way that I see things. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, I don't know the way other people experience that. So it's not so much like I'm trying to force my way onto you, but it's kind of like you should see the logic of you will come around.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm, so there wouldn't even like be that. A fight if we both understood the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So understand my thing.
Yeah.
Agree with me.
Agree with me. But I think I explain things very well. Mm-hmm. Like I sort of break it down into manageable bites.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's not personal for you. You're like, no, I'm just talking about the issue.
Right. The issue.
Yeah, I
separate myself from it and just try to look at it from the outside in. And like I say, just break it on down into manageable bites. And that's why I feel like no one should get too emotionally charged because you're just, you know, eating eating it. It's like putting Legos together. You know what I'm saying? Actually, like step by step.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing because I was talking to an actor, they were like, "You're good at logic, but you don't release the emotion. You actually don't ever resolve the feelings."
The royal you as an actor, you're saying, or they were saying about you?
Me.
Okay,
they were saying to me. Yeah. It was a critique,
right?
They were screaming in my face. Yeah. You never release. Yeah, because I like shut down. I also do the thing. I'm like, let's logically go through this. I'll be irritated or angry or something like that, and I'll like hold and I'll just push that away. Mm-hmm. But the pushing of the away doesn't actually release anything, is what they were like. Yeah. They're like, it's maybe healthier to exercise the demons out of you.
Yeah, it's too vulnerable to say how something actually felt.
Yeah, or express even like, because I'm good at like, what's it like, logifying my or an intellectualizing my feelings, but
now,
I'm not good at
did you say exercise or exercise?
Exorcise.
Oh, okay.
Like exorcist.
Right, yes.
But say, yeah, it is good to exercise, too.
Take really those demons to the gym and
ride.
Throw them on the treadmill.
It is. I learned probably too late for someone who wants to be an actor that it's like, oh, well, if you're so scared of being vulnerable with your emotions in your life, they're going to be harder to access when you need to for the thing you want to do for a living. So you at least have to learn how to access them there, even if you're not going to interpersonally. But it's probably why so many actors, not to say everybody, but a lot of them can be insufferable to be friends with.
Yes.
Because they're really good at expressing emotion. Yeah. And makes sense on camera, but can be hard if you want to have a logical conversation with somebody.
Right. You kind of have to be able to do both, I think. If you're all emotions with no logic, you're a crazy person. And if you're all logic with no emotions, you're like a robot, right?
Yeah.
So it's like
you want to be Mr. Spock.
Given the script too, if you're all emotions, no logic, you get a good director and a good script, you're fine.
Yeah.
All right, you should. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
I hit like a sweet. I wish I could get back there. Maybe I will one day. Like a therapy sweet spot where I was getting really good at just being like, "This is how that made me feel." Not like here's what's wrong with you, and I think I dipped away from that somehow. I like lost my way, and now I see it's hard for me to see things as like, this fucking person did this to me, not like this thing made me feel this way.
A great thing I learned in couples therapy was that like, if you want to actually like resolve or repair the relationship or whatever, it can't be like me versus you. It has to be us versus whatever we're working on. Does that make sense? So it's like, you're not trying to disprove the other person. Kind of like what you were saying. It's like, let's just talk about what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we can solve it together because we both agree we want the same thing out of it. Rather than like, no, you have to switch to my thing. No, you have to switch to my thing. Just by the way that conversation is set up, it will fail for sure. You know, because one person has to get nothing of what they want.
Yeah.
And the other person has to get everything of what they want. And it's like, that's not really a relationship.
Yeah.
Is what I was taught. Anyway.
I love it.
Yeah, it's nice.
I don't have this as much interpersonally, but I fantasize about the way I would talk to somebody like in traffic. Where like I had it recently where somebody, what did they do? It was like on a one-way street and they were like, they like zoomed around everybody because they were just too impatient. And I wanted to like get to the same place and just be like, hey, you know when you did that, it really like scares and annoys everybody. Not like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You fucking crazy. But just like, hey, why did you have to do that? It's really scary and annoying.
It's like gentle parenting. It's whoa, you really ran around the kitchen screaming. Yes. Yikes.
Like, did you think you looked really cool? I'm curious because I didn't see you that way.
Right. Your dream is what? That they're just like, whoa, I didn't notice anyone else was here at all. Like, like just like that they're back into like the world with us or something.
Yeah, right? I don't know. That like sometimes you just like, when you see that, you feel like you're seeing somebody's like ego or something. And you just for a second want to be like, hey, do you want to look at yourself and just tell me why that happened? And right. I feel that way sometimes. That is such
a fantasy I have of like gently humbling somebody so they become a better person.
they go, so funny.
Wow.
And I got to go like, yeah, I did the right thing. That was tough. That did. It's like a fantasy of people that are scared of confrontation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. If only they could see my thing, they'd adopt it. And then there would be no problem. 100%. Excuse me, sir. Roll your window down.
Yeah.
You know why I pulled you over?
No, I'm not. Why? Why'd you pull me over, huh?
Come on, you know.
No, why? Why would you pull me over, huh? I want you to tell me. Tell me.
Buddy, I'm not here to get mad at you. I just need you to learn that there's other people on the road.
What?
There's other people on the road, man. You thought I was going to give you a ticket or slap the cuffs on you. I'm just letting you know that was scary to the rest of us.
What are you talking about? When I was going 200 on the 110, that was scary?
Yeah. This is an old, shoddy freeway. You can't go above 55 on it. You shouldn't be going 200 on the 110.
Hey, partner, can I talk to you for a second there?
Hang on, I'll be right back.
Wait.
What's going on?
Do you know something weird about that driver?
What's going on?
I don't know. He's got like a big detective style hat on his head and a trench coat.
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
Is he a cartoon? I don't know. I couldn't get a good look at his face. You were up good at point. The window. I felt like maybe I don't know.
That's a good point. Let me go check. All right, buddy. Listen, take your hat off.
No can do. sorry there. Look, I'm sorry for speeding 200 miles an hour on the 110. But look, I got to get going. So either give me the ticket. It's very nice that you told me those things. But
honey, just be nice to the man so we can get out of here.
Listen, shit.
Yeah, I think he's a cartoon. Shit.
I think I might need backup.
Bring the dip. Bring the dip.
No, wait, what's going on? I shouldn't have pulled over.
Listen. Have pulled over. Guys. Listen, we know your tunes, okay? We know you're acting crazy out here, and we just want to let you know that you're scaring the people. You don't need to be swerving and screeching.
Hey, this is not the time to do your soft thing. That's a tune right there. That is a tune in our real human
good
world.
Good point. Listen.
Whoa, if you got a gun, I got a gun.
That is the longest gun I've ever seen.
Okay, buddy, stay calm.
Listen.
Everybody just stay
calm. Don't do it.
Okay, we
Shut
get
up.
It. You were driving how you drive. Okay, you were swerving, you were speeding, you were being crazy.
Okay.
The rest of us have different consequences. Let's just go down to the station. We'll talk for 5 minutes.
So you're saying if I pull this trigger, your face won't just have black smoke on it and your beak won't be facing the wrong way or something like that?
That's not the way things work in our world. If you shoot him,
we're just on vacation.
Look, we got messed up. We were supposed to go to Tunazona.
Yeah, you vacation here in Arizona?
We're supposed to go to Tunazona.
Took
the wrong turn and ended up in real Arizona. Freaking out. I'm going 200 miles an hour. I'm not used to it.
Okay. So yeah. I hear you saying you don't want to be here. You're not trying to invade our human world and take over.
No.
No?
Why don't you make a U-turn, go back through the hole in the mountain to Tunazona?
I would if I could. You don't think we've tried? Watch what happens when we try to make a U-turn.
They're flipping upside down and inside out.
Gentlemen, ladies, we have brought you all here because in some way or another, you have taken down a tune. We are a part of a secret police force that polices tunes trying to infiltrate our world and turn us all into cartoons. Not all of you will make it through. It's the plot of Men in Black, is what I'm telling you. It's that, but it's tunes.
I gotta pull this table over here. Hang on.
Look, I don't know about this new recruit. He doesn't seem like he's got the thing. All these other people are professional tunes.
And you should have seen the way this guy arrested two tunes pretending to take a wrong turn into Tunazona. He knows his stuff.
Hey, everyone. I just want to introduce myself. My name is Robert. R. I've been Robert so long.
R for Robert. We know that now. Well, the last one. That'll be the last one, guys. We don't keep doing that.
You don't do that.
Okay. Thank you, Sharp. S.
Anyway, I don't know. I've been a cop so long, and that's all I know. And just to have the rules turned upside down on me, I'm really glad to be here with you guys, and I'm not going to let anybody down. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, R. We really appreciate that, and we know you have to leave a lot behind on the force, but you're going to be a great service to your country and honestly to the world and humanity.
Hey, guys, I'm CJ.
Initials.
Oh, sorry. C, okay. I guess.
Okay. You got to find a different system. Okay.
You can only hire 26 people at a time. Right.
That's why I went CJ, because there was a C. I just thought we were just...
Sorry.
Okay, anyway. So I am from Yale. I am from the military. I shot some PO tunes in the back of the head while touring. Tune rack. God. And I still have memories of it. And,
yeah.
And
vicious. Vicious.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a good thing I did, right? It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't think that's a bad thing.
Oh, tunes can't feel pain. It's okay. It's okay. That's the first thing.
Because it sounded
here.
Like they could feel pain. It sounded like...
If that's true, then our whole world has gone upside down and we've done some pretty awful things.
Well. Yeah, that can't be the thing. This can't be punishable. All the stuff we've done is fine.
Okay. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because I did feel immediate guilt and remorse about doing what I did. But yes. If you guys say they're just tunes, they can't feel pain.
It's funny how when you kill a tune, you still have a lot of human emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Thought it would be inconsequential, just like... You know, erasing or something.
Uh-huh. I thought it was going to be a Yabba Dabba Doo moment.
Yeah.
You know, but
they scream, they cry.
Yeah.
They beg for their lives. They're all just playing on your human emotions. Speaking of which, next.
I Yabba Dabba don't want to do that anymore. Sorry, I had to.
Very good, Sean.
S.
Speaking of which, one of their greatest tools against us all is how sexy they can look.
Hubba
Jessica R. JR.
We
don't have to
for
do
the
that
rules. Better, yeah, we can refer to others by their names. It's here because it's a secret.
I cannot keep up.
Ooh, va va voom.
Yeah, like, well, hey, Robert R again. I just want to say I'm married.
Good.
So, you know, usually I just don't even have I don't have a wandering eye in the least, but some of these tunes.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, man. It's like a challenge even for me.
Totally. It's like their bodies aren't connected to the same physics as we are. Everything's moving and shaking and tuning.
It's like they were created by a lonely man who works in a dark room all day.
Yeah.
I'm almost as attracted to these tunes as I am to the aliens.
Oh.
You know?
Don't get me started on the alien. Va, va,
oh, baby.
Those aliens have me tuning. You know?
Wait, what does that mean to you? Oh, okay.
Eyes popping out.
I thought ejaculating. Scene.
Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, damn, I laughed my head off.
We sure did.
It's been another Man Dog Pod. What? Thank you for listening, and thank you to our guests for being here.
Thanks for having us. That was so funny.
Now, Jeremy Colhane, where can people find you online, and what would you like to plug?
You can find me at Jazzy Jelly on TikTok and Instagram, and also check out my podcast, Artists on Artists on Artists on Artists.
That's right.
Both great checkouts. Mm. You got to check them out, folks.
And I'll throw out there Ghost at UCB.
Oh, and thank you.
And
that's my manager also. Dana's my manager.
Harold's on Mondays. And is it Moongoon?
Moongoon. We have a weekend show right now. It's City Walk the Musical based on Universal City Walk.
I thought you were going to say at City Walk. And I said, I will go to
we've been trying. So the people from City
Walk. On that stage?
They came and they said, we want you guys to do it. And then the girl who books it came and she went, It was so good. No. And we just knew it was never going to be. Because we're kind of ripping apart City Walk.
Right. City Walk does not have a sense of humor about itself.
No, I happen
to know that.
And I bet you the people there would not feel great being made fun of the whole time. in the audience, what kind of loser would be here?
Marcus Fulmar, where can people find you? What would you like to plug?
Just find me on Instagram. It's Marcus Fulmar. It's my name. It's the best way to kind of keep track of what's going on. You can check me on XOXO. That's Harold Knight at UCB, Harold Knights. And what? Check out my web series. People are still doing those.
Yes.
So many people.
Check out Marcus and
AlleywaySeries.com. AlleywaySeries.com is the web series. It's called Alleyway. And Marcus Fulmar on Instagram.
Love it.
Also in the new season of The Bookie on HBO, I think.
Yes, episode number one. Check it out. It's a good show.
Yeah, check that out.
Ooh, I like that show. Yeah. It's fun.
Congrats. And of course, as always, all we have to say is thanks to Annie Wu for the logo. Thanks for Trenton Oliver for the editing help and Casey Traylor for the theme song. Ryan, anything else?
Check out Big Grande website if you want some more stuff for me and Dan with our buddies John Mackey and Drew Tarver.
Yeah.
And I think that's it.
Thanks for listening and thanks again for doing the show, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.